the number 93.9 is the station. Before we get to the phone lines, let me take a second to give a huge, huge thank you and big shout out to one of the newest members of the team. That would be Kentuckiana Pump Sales. For every home, building, business, or municipality that all rely on the movement these pumps provide, the moment you need a water or sewage pump, you should be thinking Kentuckiana Pump Sales. They're like our first responders or essential personnel. Over 35 years of experience, best service, fairest possible price, and it's right over in Jeffersonville, Indiana. People, go see Harold or go see Mark. They'll find out exactly what you need. Utility, sump, effluent, grinder, sewage, anything you need. 3303 Industrial Parkway, Jeffersonville, Indiana, of course. Or you can give them a call, 812-725-9217. Or simply visit KentuckianaPumps.com. Who do we have on the line?
I was waiting for the music, man. That was good.
Jeremy, thanks for joining 93.9. Fire away, Jeremy.
Hey, what's going on, y'all? How y'all doing this morning?
Feeling good. What about you?
Hey, look, it's Tuesday. You know what that means. It is 502 Circle Louisville Live Stream Tuesdays. Brought to you by the Ravon Sports Ad, man. Excited about tonight's show.
Okay, one more time, Ravon Sports app. Give that quick rundown.
All right, and I was going to do that. So the Ravon Sports app is it's a fairly new, when I say that, I mean within the last year or two, app for sports fans everywhere. You get on there, you follow your favorite teams in whatever sport you want to, and every time there's a game day, It will send you an alert, just like a Twitter notification or a YouTube notification, telling you, hey, it's your team's game day. Get in this chat. So for Louisville Cardinals men's basketball fans, on game day, it would shoot out an alert. You all would get in there, and it's like-minded fans. You run the risk. You run less of a risk of running into the old blue necks there. Mm-hmm. I'm sure they'll probably still find one or two that find their way in there. But it's a fun concept on Tuesdays, and the days may switch according to demand. But on Tuesdays, we do the Louisville live stream, 7 p.m. It will actually also, easy for me to say, send you an alert a couple of days in advance saying, hey, your team's got a live stream set up for Tuesday night at 7 p.m. And what they try to do is get Cardinals past, present, future, whatever, get them in there for a question and answer. It could range for 20 to 30 minutes. And I have a list of questions lined up to ask them, but it's actually more so for the fans to ask them questions. We just have a lot of fans that get in there and like to just watch them talk so they don't ask a whole lot of questions. So I got to bring the heat with my questions. But it's fun, man, and it's getting more and more. We had over 1,000 people on it this last week. It's growing and growing every week, and the more consistent it gets, the more fun everybody will have and the more popularity it'll get. So we're really excited, man.
So let us know who you got on there tonight.
Well, we have we have a pair of cards, no pun intended, tonight that are transfer jewels. I would call them jewels as far as the transfer class is concerned. Colin Lacey, the wide receiver, and gosh, man, I've watched a lot of this guy's film, and this is not hyperbole. This guy reminds me of a young Jerome Bettis. It's Detroit's own Penny Boone. He come from Toledo. I can't wait to get on here with these guys tonight and chop it up, man. It's gonna be a good time.
Do you have any previews for the tough questions?
No. I mean, Marcus, what I was gonna do is I'm gonna ask you, do you have a question you want me to ask him tonight?
Penny Boone. I'd probably say, what is he looking to add to his game?
Is this a pick? Okay, Steve, what about you? Do you got a question for Colin?
No, I don't care. I just want to see him play.
And that is vintage Steve Rummage right there. So.
Okay,
you get the W's, right?
Ravon Sports app tonight, 7 o'clock. Penny Boone and Colin Lacey.
Absolutely. As Coach Kelsey would say, it's a big stinking deal, man. So get out there, download the Ravon Sports app. It's free. It's fun. It's interactive. It's as easy as signing up, tapping in, and raving on, man. It's a great thing.
All right, John.
It works.
Talk to you soon.
Yeah.
I appreciate y'all.
Absolutely.
Sure.
Benny Boone and Colin Lacey.
Yeah, that's
a, that's a good get, yeah, man. Yeah, yeah. I'm like, man, I want to hear, you know.
That's a good lineup.
Yeah, it's like, I want to hear what they got to say.
Say, what have you been doing since you got here?
Yeah. Yeah. Are you, yeah, how do you feel about your.
What are our chances to make the playoffs? Did you listen to that, what I just DM'd you? Did I DM that to,
I don't know.
To you?
I don't know. Let me see.
So here's the thing, Nikki. I'm going to send this to you. I don't think they're cursing on it, but I don't trust Gilbert.
Well, let's do it. Oh, God. It's Gilbert Arenas.
Yeah, them? I don't trust Gilbert Arenas.
And I love Gilbert Arenas.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because he's one of us now.
and he can be candid. But so it looks censored, if there is any censorship. And he's talking about a former Louisville player. And I just wanted to get your quick hot take on this.
Listen.
You want to just go ahead and play it dry? Actually, Nick, you can just play it. I'll take the fall if it's really bad. But like I said, it looks more like a clean clip up. I don't know.
Let's do it.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. I sent it to Nikki.
That's cool.
So we can just.
I'll just act like Gilbert Arenas.
People, your home is your fortress. Go ahead. You can play.
Thoughts on Haley Van Lith entering the transfer portal again.
I'm an example of that NIL bag chase. When she was at Louisville, she was the woman. She was the head honcho there. She was damn near going to break the scoring record there. And that school pushes all guards into the WNBA. That school is made for just guard play. You leave there because someone offers you $500,000. Your team can only give you $200,000. That $300,000 that you got messed up your career, right? You went from being a top five draft pick, staying there, to now you got to transfer. So 2 years later, we don't know where you're going to go. So, you know, was the extra $200,000 worth it? I mean, when it comes to education, you know, she's a bright girl. She's graduated already. So she's in college doing nothing, trying to keep her career going. This ain't about, you know, a job after, you know, she lost her basketball career over, you know, in L bag trying to chase something.
Thoughts on.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think he's wrong. I mean.
Is it over? Is the NBA, WNBA dream over?
Well, she went from, put it this way, she went from when she left Louisville going into this season, they had her mocked at like number four.
Mm-hmm.
To nowhere.
Not even on board.
Yeah, so it's like now she's, like I said, I still think she's going to end up like Kentucky.
Why do you keep saying Kentucky?
Because I think she's just, they've got a really good coach over there now, and I think she just at this point is just, I want a bag, and I want to stick it to Louisville.
That's a troll job, isn't it?
I mean, do you not get that vibe from her?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Okay, I mean, no, that's why I say I think she's like, I'll get a bag at Kentucky. I can play alongside the Georgia girl. That's her name.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And I don't know, man. I don't.
Who's more likely, Dan Hurley to Kentucky or Haley Van Lith?
Yeah, Haley.
Ooh, that's a good Twitter poll. That's good. That's really good.
Why are they talking about Dan Hurley to Kentucky on ESPN, Steve? Can you explain that to me?
No, I can't.
Is that Kentucky connections? And is that like really a hot topic?
Yeah. It's Kentucky.
I'd be pissed though. The day after I won a championship. That's what you plaster all over
it? Yeah, no, I mean, it's news. They want to know. I mean, Drew says it on his show all the time. I mean, he said it this morning again. He was like, listen, they have, at the end of the day, they have the search is what sells, you know. Also, though, back to Gilbert Arenas, too, man. I do like, that's one thing I like about recruiting, you know, kids like that, because now he's gonna sell Louisville. Mm-hmm. And you notice how he said, mm-hmm. you know, I mean, basically every guard that goes there, you can go straight to the WNBA. Right. Yeah, it's like, which he's not wrong. I mean,
we've had some.
I mean, we've had some incredible draft picks. I mean, out of Louisville in the last 15 years, mm-hmm. you know, or longer. So absolutely. Okay. So Biscuit was saying, Dave's saying she wasn't quite a first round pick going into mm-hmm. the season, but she's kind of the tweener.
Yep.
You know. So yeah. So okay. So I mean, yeah. Then that would be fair if. If not, then yeah, I would agree with everything but that the WNBA part, I guess. But it's like,
it just takes me back to how relieved Wall seemed at the time. Like, you remember just how?
Oh yeah, he was like, no, he did not seem like, oh my gosh, we're losing everything here. It was like, all right, well,
like, all right, yeah. She did exactly what she wanted to do.
Yeah, see ya. Which I was always uncomfortable with the. When Wallace told the story, you know, like, hey, yeah, no, I got like a FaceTime from them in New York.
They were already in New York.
Dang, yeah, like, man. Like, okay, so you was all right. I don't know, though. I think I do think, unless she goes to Kentucky, I think that storyline's kind of going to fizzle out next year. Like, I think she'll just be another player in college basketball that you'll...
People won't even be watching.
Yeah, well, not from the Louisville end. I mean, you know what I'm saying. Like, if she goes back out to Stanford or something like that, I think Louisville fans are just at this point be like, yeah, we got bigger fish to fry now. Like, you're going to have Zach Randolph and Gilbert Arenas sitting courtside for games next year. Like, yeah, we're not worried about that anymore. Like, the fact she was at LSU and LSU's so polarizing and, you know, and that was one thing, but
David, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away, David.
Hi, y'all. Sean, thank you for taking my call. Appreciate y'all, man. Great show. Do y'all think that, I know that they talk about the history of Kentucky and the mystique and the history and all that. I think it's kind of, you know, old heads now. You know, this new generation of young guys. I mean, they got 8 titles or whatever, but I'm saying, like, you know, there was years in between it that they didn't do anything. And every program goes up and down. So what I'm saying is this new generation of young men and things, they don't always play for the name on the front of the jersey anymore. You know, they do a lot of scouting themselves now. Young men and young ladies are into the seeing what the school is doing, what they can offer and everything else. Now, back in the day, they didn't do all that. They seen a great coach. He won, and it's like, hey, I'm going here. I got an offer. Oh, I'm so happy and blessed to be here. Now players can go like, I don't got to go to Kentucky. I ain't got to go to Louisville. I got other options. You know what I'm saying? And they just don't see that down there. And down the street, they're a little delusional. I don't think we got fans that they think we Kentucky, and we going to get who we want and when we want. It's not like it anymore, you know. And that's just how I feel. They're not looking at the whole picture of the landscape of this new generation of basketball players is just not the same anymore, and they don't care about all that. So thank you for taking my call, and if you can comment on that for me and elaborate a little bit, I appreciate it. Thank you.
I appreciate the call. You know, I'm going to try to take that kids these days out of my repertoire
mm-hmm.
because if it's cyclical – you know, if it's going to cycle, then it's not kids these days.
No, it's human beings adapting to the world that is today.
Right.
And that is, I mean, again, you can.
But I do agree with the name, like the cycle of the name not being as important in this cycle, mm-hmm. the school name, more like the fit in NIL. And
yeah.
Hmm.
You can. But I'll say this. I mean, you've got. I mean, immediately when Kentucky comes open, you do. And this goes back to our coaching search, where I think some of us kind of felt like, I don't know.
Slighted.
Mm-hmm. You know, like, why aren't we going after the bigger names, you know? And I did. I mean, I know I did. And it's like, when you look at it now, you go, okay, Kentucky at this point, right off the bat, Kentucky says, these are the guys we want. Nate Oates has already said, nah, not going to be me. Jay Wright quickly come out and said, no, ain't going to be me. You've got, I just read a tweet with like Matt Norlander and stuff, and he's like, yeah, no. Like guys around Billy Donovan are like, not going back to college. It's not going to happen. Danny Hurley's out there in the press conference like, yeah, ain't going to be me. Okay.
so
that first wave of no's.
Yeah, it's like, okay, so it's gonna be like a guy like Drew or Pearl, which again, now I'm not knocking that. I mean that's you're talking a national championship winner and stuff, but the point is
how many of
Kentucky
those
Kentucky just like, I'm gonna go get that guy and that guy.
How many of those no's are they gonna be able to take?
Well, they're already kind of like, I've already saw the deflection. It's like, oh, Cal's still there. So they haven't technically got any no's yet because they can't even negotiate yet. It's like, no, you're getting no's. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, no, you're getting no. And you're going to pick between Drew or Pearl. Most likely. Now, if one of them say no, that's when it's going to be like, ooh.
Are they getting the no's like, oh, I'm flattered, but no, thank you.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
We're still in that stage. Where are we going to get to the stage where they're like, I looked at it, not because those are the no's that are going to mean something.
That's why I say I think Scott Drew and those guys, but the difference is we thought we were swinging for the fences for a couple coaches. Kentucky doesn't think they're swinging for the fences mm-hmm. for a Dan Hurley.
Mm-hmm.
So when Dan Hurley's like, no, I'm good, they're like, huh, what? You know, when
how dare you?
When Nate Oates is like, no, I'm good at Bama. What? I mean, did you see the tweet last night? It was like, I think it was like Pilgrim or something like that. It was like it was a KSR guy, I think. Mm-hmm. It was at 8:59. He tweeted out like, yeah, basically, Bama, you're going to have to get over it. If Kentucky wants to come after this ain't football.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at 8:59, at 9 o'clock, Nate Oates tweeted out. I mean, it could have been perfect, more perfect. Somebody had the screenshot. At 9 o'clock, Nate Oates was like, put out the statement. No, I'm not interested. I'm staying right here in Alabama. I was like, ooh. Yeah, you're going to have to come back down to earth on this one.
Anais, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
Okay. I'm not even going to really talk about Louisville. I feel like Louisville's actually in a good position right now. Spring practice, you know, basketball with Pat Kelsey's doing a tremendous job. Got a visit coming this weekend. Hopefully we can pull him in. I just want to talk about Kentucky for a second. The fact that they think they can get Dan Hurley is mind-boggling. I mean, if they can get Dan Hurley, I'm pretty sure I can marry Scarlett Johansson, right? So, I mean, hey, if they think they can get him, then I mean, you can try, but I just don't see it happening. Now, with Nate Oates, I was kind of surprised with Nate Oates. I felt like they could possibly get him because Alabama's a football school. I mean, Alabama's a football school, and Kentucky as a basketball school is kind of equal. I mean, it isn't kind of. It is equal. I mean, it's you know, even playing grounds, usually if you're at the coach at Alabama, you're going to leave for Kentucky. So I feel like if you can't get Nate Oates, can't get Dan Hurley. I mean, Dan Hurley has a well-oiled machine going over there at UConn. I mean, a well-oiled machine. Has him running. Nate Oates, if you can't get Nate Oates, you can't get Dan Hurley. And I honestly feel like they'll end up with Scott Drew or Bruce Pearl. I think from a personality standpoint, I mean, Bruce Pearl would probably make a lot more sense towards the rivalry. But also, I think he would ignite that fan base a little bit.
Well, yeah. Bruce Pearl, though, he would make sense for the rivalry, which I would be fine with. But Bruce Pearl's kind of like Calipari without the extra wins. So
yeah,
it would be
sure.
Fun.
I mean, for sure. And as a Louisville diehard fan, listen, I mean, I went to an AU tournament with my brother when he played, you know, on the circuit or whatnot, and I saw Calipari. I mean, I took a picture with him. I mean, the guy's a down-to-earth guy. I mean, he puts players in the NBA. I mean, he's a Hall of Fame coach. I mean, I'm a Louisville diehard fan, but I will never be biased towards that. I mean, no. Calipari is
– it's my side chick now. Love John. Yeah, it's my guy JC. And not – that JC, the different JC, yeah, John Calipari.
Yeah, for sure. No, but I just wanted to come on here and because I just see these Kentucky fans. I mean, Louisville, y'all had a good, y'all had to go through y'all slim pickings. Well, it looks like you're going to have to go through y'all too because you're not getting Nate Oates and you're damn sure not getting Dan Early. It's not happening. So, I mean, that's just bad. But y'all have a great day.
Appreciate it, man.
It's going to be Pope.
Oh, that would be awesome. By the way, quick bit of news. St. Louis, one of their. I tried to hold it in.
Welcome back. It's Midday with Marcus Maybin. 8150 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. That
I just can't believe anybody would want to get out of St. Louis right now. I feel like that's where it'd be a hot.
What's going on in St. Louis?
I'm visiting there this weekend.
You have to take a picture of the arch with the middle finger up and send it to me.
Just for you, Steve.
Say eat it. I really do kid. Like it's more just me messing with Nick. Sure, it's gonna be, he's gonna be really good. I think he'll do really good there.
I can't stop looking at the John Calipari walking his dog video.
Hey, by the way, oh yeah, that was awesome. What an ultimate F you. So what are you gonna do about it? Like you know he knew. By the way, it was Justin Roiland from Rivals. Listen, here was the tweet. It said, no disrespect to Alabama, but the Alabama basketball coach does not turn down Kentucky. Just like a Kentucky football coach would not turn down Alabama. Let's not overcomplicate it. It's an ironclad law. That was at 8:59. At 9 o'clock, Nate Oates was like, yeah, it won't be me. So y'all know, happy right here in Bama. I don't give a piss about nothing but Alabama. I love that guy.
Roy, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away, Roy.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Love your show. This is my first time calling in. So thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
Yeah, enjoy y'all every day.
Thanks, man.
Sell beer and listen to you guys. So.
Wow.
Anyway, I want to have – yeah. So here's my thought. I know we're cards and everything, but sure. On the Kentucky side, mm-hmm. What about Richard Pitino as the next coach at Kentucky? Just wanted to see what you guys thought about that. I'll listen in. Thanks a lot again for taking my call.
Appreciate the call.
For sure. I love it. I mean, his resume sucks.
I think
he doesn't have the resume, so I mean, yeah, go ahead and hire him.
You know, I think they would just
his resume's crap. Like, whatever. What's he done to be a coach there? I don't care.
Just think this
sucks.
The skepticism of the fan base would just chew him up so fast.
Thank God.
Richard Pitino they would just be on him. They would just be on
Pat him. Kelsey would work him. BK, my guy, wanted him from the beginning.
Chris, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away, Chris.
Love that.
What's up, Maven Rummage?
Feeling good.
What's up, man?
Rummage.
Yep.
You are the fan that everybody should be.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that you can stand on it and get on all 10 toes, whatever's going on.
Yep.
I love it about you.
It does not matter.
I love it.
You're arguing with the terrorist if you're arguing with me when it comes to Louisville.
No matter what, you are with Louisville, and that's what we need. So Maven Rummage, I'm watching this game last night, and this old man to me is saying, why is the ball getting stuck on one side of the court? Why do they keep the ball on one side of the court, UConn? And then I'm watching all these cuts and the ball movement and the screens, and I'm like, this game has changed. Just like this coaching search for Kentucky has changed. Big names don't mean as much as they used to mean. When you were the coach at Alabama, your goal was to get to Kentucky, to be in that gold standard that Cal kept calling it. Now it doesn't matter. If you have a good NIL program where you're at, you can win where you're at. You don't have to go to these blue bloods that we've talked about our whole entire life. There's going to be new blue bloods now. These coaches are going to stay there, make a name for themselves. Kentucky's going to have to do what we did. They're going to have to go get an up-and-coming coach, someone who's won at a lower level and is ready to step up to this next level. There's no reason for Bruce Pearl to leave. There's no reason for Hurley to leave. There's no reason for my man at Baylor to leave. They're winning where they're at. There's no advantage from Baylor to Kentucky anymore because the money's all the same. Boosters are stepping up everywhere. So they're going to get out of their fantasy league, and they're going to hire someone. And when they do, God, I cannot wait for Rummage to be right in there. I'm not going to say it on the air, but I can't wait for him to rub it in. I'll get off and I'll listen to you guys.
Appreciate the call, Chris. Listen, you know, I've refrained from going further down the road that Chris is going down. Like, you know how you just don't want to go hater mode, right?
Yeah.
And you know just your natural position in a rivalry situation. Mm-hmm. But like when I'm really just chilling and talking and thinking about it, I'm like, I wouldn't leave. Okay, I would have, I don't know if there's a top 20 place that, you know, that's unfair. When I just start seeing these schools and these situations, I'm like, UK just looks, unless it's a money deal, they just look less and less attractive.
Well, I'll say this. I don't think it matters as much. Like, I agree with him, but it still matters some. And I do think it's a different level. Now, here's the thing.
Okay, where does it matter?
Well, to a Bruce Pearl.
Why?
Because Bruce Pearl gets in a press conference after the Auburn game, right? And do you remember what he said? He actually said in a post-game press conference this year, I mean, listen, we're not a blue blood. Like, we don't have the same support a Kentucky has. So somebody like a Bruce Pearl, I think it does matter. I think he goes, yeah, they got it better than I do.
But I think he's just using that.
It could be.
To like, yeah, I mean, theoretically.
Yeah.
Like, I think he's saying that's the goal. Like, it's kind of a built-in.
Sure.
I'm complimenting Kentucky.
Yeah.
And I'm saying we need more support here.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's saying I want to go there, like, type of thing.
I don't know. I think it does. Okay,
I think an up-and-comer, it matters. But I think any of these dudes that's established or any of these people who've taken their team in there and beaten Kentucky, I don't think those guys want to go to outside of,
I don't know,
Mark Pope.
Because I think a guy like Bruce Pearl, though, would look at that and go, my God, if I can beat them with what I got.
If he's done it, though, at two schools.
Yeah, but he looks at it. And my point is, he looks at it and goes, what would I do there? Because Bruce Pearl has he has one Final Four on his record and nothing else. He's chasing something. So he's still looking for if I have that extra. Whereas I think now what I will say is somebody.
And would Pearl want to follow Cal at Kentucky?
I mean, I don't think anybody should want to follow Cal.
That's what I'm saying. And the game changing.
But here's the thing, though. Kentucky, and even I'll say this, Kentucky is not going to get down to hiring a mid-major.
I love putting you in this position to just defend.
I hate it that I have to, but it's like they're not going to have to get to down to where they're hiring a mid-major coach. It's not going to happen. Like, it's still Kentucky.
Is Pope a mid-major coach?
No. They're in the Big 12.
Yeah, but okay, that's exactly what I'm telling you. Like, I'm moving my
tier. But see, I put Auburn and Pearl there, mm-hmm. pretty close to Pope in there, because mm-hmm. I'm like, not that, I mean, Pearl is, let me be clear, Pearl is more, I'm not comparing the two, but I think the Auburn job in that is kind of in the same, you know, you're like, because you look at BYU, I mean, it's rocking out there in their games. So it's like, they're close to the same.
Yeah, I'm just trying to find that level of coach that I can beat Kentucky right now, but drop what I'm doing to come there.
That's why I say there, I start. That's why I think Pearl might be a guy, because I could see a scenario where Scott Drew's like, no, I've got.
That's what I'm saying.
I've got a good thing, but Scott Drew has a national championship. He's a made man. He's been at Baylor for 20 years.
Matt Painter.
Pearl has not. No, Matt Painter never leave Purdue. He'll never leave Purdue.
Gene Katie.
Yeah, he is the new Gene Katie. He played for Gene Katie. He is. Yeah, guys like that are special circumstances. They're just never going to leave.
Will, thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's on your mind?
Hey, oh man, you guys are slamming it today. Hey. I think what the Kentucky fans don't realize is the guy that just left is a lot like a politician we know in this country. I don't have to say his name. He's for retribution. And Cal, he's in Arkansas. You know who lives in Arkansas? The richest family in the world. He's going to have endless resources, not meant to mention Tyson.
Oh, yeah. Chicken.
And guess what? Everything that they wanted him to do at Kentucky, he's going to do it now.
Yes, he will. Yes, he will.
He is so pissed. And he is basically, it's going to be dynamic. Let me tell you. He is going to flip the Arkansas program, and he is going to I don't know how he's going to walk back and erupt. That's going to be a pretty freaking amazing. He's going to have some massive security. I mean, if he comes in there and beats Rupp, can you imagine? I mean, beats, you know, Kentucky. But anyway, this guy is – man, he's something up with that guy. He believes in retribution, man, and he's on a path. He's on a hell of a war path right now. So, and I tell you what, I pray that Danny, the coach of
Danny Hurley, yep.
I pray he doesn't go. Because, I'm a Louisville fan. I'm red, dude. But let me tell you something. If he goes to Kentucky, we could forget, like, the next 10 years.
I know, right? No, he would be awesome, okay. Man. Yeah, he would be awesome.
Yeah, I know. Okay, guys, thanks.
All right, appreciate
the call. Yeah. Well, you know what, Steve? I might have been a prisoner moment yesterday. The more we're talking mm-hmm. about Cal to Arkansas and resources and everything, the more I feel like he's gonna mess around and suck.
Oh, I mean, it's possible.
He's gonna mess.
It's possible.
Listen, when you put the whole Cal at Kentucky thing together, I mean, he was just ahead of everything.
Yeah,
he was ahead of everything with the recruiting. He was ahead of everything with the NIL. Absolutely. He was just ahead of the one and done. He got to get in the portal now. You can get some guys from the portal, but you got to coach them now.
Yeah, but if you get a motivated guy who's got a lot of connections, man, and he says, "Hey, I need the best assistants. I need the best everything. I'm gonna roll." He still won a lot of games with just strictly having the talent.
He's still got to coach him up.
Oh, I don't think I don't think Calipari's going to go win a bunch of national championships if he coached whoever. I just don't think he's built to do that.
Do you think he's going to make the always wanted to wear red joke?
Ooh, maybe.
And Neely Bendapudi. Remember she did that?
Did she?
You remember when she went to Penn State? It's like my shade of blue or something.
I don't know, man. I was just like, whatever, dude. I never really cared about Neely. It was like, yeah, get out of here. Yeah, get out of here. Who cares?
Who have you cared least about leaving
her? Probably, yeah. It's like, okay, see ya. Enjoy your time. Where's she going? I don't care.
Yeah, I'm curious.
You know, speaking, we never talk about her, and that's probably a good thing because that's the way it should be, probably. But President Schatzel, like, she's pretty cool. got to kind of chat with her, like, at the press conference. Like, she's kind of cool,
right?
I like her, dude. Yeah, but
don't,
awesome.
Don't we always say that though? Like, the less we talk about, the better job.
Yeah, you're doing. No, I should not know you.
Is this the last one we're taking, Nikki?
I should not know who you are.
We got our last phone call coming up.
Sorry, there's 37 cops over here.
There's a lot of police.
And I think they're just eating.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Which is fine. I mean, they get to eat lunch like the rest of us. But I'm just like, it's weird that they're all right here.
Greg, thanks for joining us on 93.9 Fire Ray, Greg.
Yeah, he was right where he wanted to be at in Kentucky. What else do you need to win championships? After 12 years.
Yeah. It's a fact,
he
man.
He can go anywhere he wants to. If he couldn't do it there in the last 12 years, he ain't going to be able to do it anywhere else.
That's fair.
Oh. No.
That's all I got.
Well, Greg, I appreciate the call.
He's dropping the hammer right there.
How many tournament games does he have to win to drive the fan base? Cause he's going to win two games. And
oh, man. Can you imagine Arkansas making – because, man, Bud Walton, dude, it's as good of an arena environment-wise as anywhere in the country.
Didn't somebody like slam dunk one? I said slam dunk one.
Slam dunk.
Who ever said
slam dunk? I don't know. Dunk. They shoot hoops, too.
Didn't somebody, you know, I'm just roll with it. Didn't somebody slam dunk like a
slam a jam a ding dong,
like a game winner against Kentucky at Arkansas within like
yes.
2 years?
Was it like an overtime or something?
Or right at the buzz. I think somebody caught it off the rim and
yes.
If you type in Arkansas beats, or no, I think one dude windmilled at the end or something.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you're right.
Damon, thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's on your mind?
Just real quick, folks. I just want to know what y'all thoughts on the fact that the G League is going away and NIL deals are producing more money than overseas deals, plus more notoriety for the players. Do you think Calipari starts getting those guys that were going G League and stuff again at Arkansas? Because that kind of diminished the talent that he was getting at UK. Now I'll just sit back and listen to you guys talk about that.
Yep.
Yeah, appreciate it, man.
He's going to get all overtime elites.
Sure. No. Well, overtime elite's still there. But I mean, I think you'll get a connection in overtime elite now. You'll say, okay, let me look at guys there. And, absolutely.
Better option in G League.
Yeah, I mean, because if the G League doesn't exist, I mean, Scoot Henderson goes to Auburn, you know? I mean, like, you know, so no, I think he'll definitely. I think there is absolutely a chance here for Calipari to have a renaissance. Like,
yeah.
You know, but I'm like you. He could go and just be like, ugh, this is not, but my God, man, they're going to love him there. They're going to love him.
The fan base?
Dunk shot.
That was pretty funny. I'm going to bring Slam Dunk back.
Slam Dunk. I like it.
I'm going to bring it back.
Yeah. Slam Dunk.
Jam. What's older? Jam or Slam Dunk? He jammed on him.
Jam.
Jammed is like deliciously 80s, 90s. Yeah.
Jam. Big jam. I'm going to jam it.
Yeah.
Shoot hoops. I'm going to jam it on you.
I think I'm going to bring back Jam and Slam Dunk.
Jam!
939 The Bell.